Perhaps you've noticed we're on day three now of this. We've entered Advent and our readings have synced up. Normally during the week, we more or less work our way through the book in the first reading, be it Old or New Testament, and through a gospel. Those readings aren't selected to match thematically or anything like that. They're just two selections, one from each book. Advent, like Lent, is different. Yesterday, we read our gospel from Luke. Today, Matthew. And our first readings connect, pointing to a message of the season. There may be 600 years in between their writings, but the rich food and choice wine prophecy of Isaiah and the multiplication of the loaves and fish by Jesus and Matthew lock tightly into place together this morning. Our God is rich with us spiritually, but also tangibly, drawing us today to the mountain of his altar here. More though than drawing a meaning from our readings, I think this synced up sense is important in and of itself. Jesus can associate himself as an answer to the prophets. Old words gain new life. This is applicable now. The question then becomes, can we sync the readings up with our lives? Not that we're going out today to double the French bread, triple the red fish in front of us, but that we are inheritors here and now of God's message and promise. Can it be vital? Can it affect our lives? Can we be synced up to what the church is proposing to us every day this season? Our challenge, our opportunity today.